This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Oh, no. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back. Of course, after health, the other big worry with all of this is your money. Some have lost jobs and can't make the rent and don't know how to put food on the table. Other people have been watching the retirement savings they've worked so hard to build shrink on a daily basis. It is very hard to know what to do, but we have some very good advice coming up for you. Let me give the numbers out. 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. And I'm on the line with Mark Halpern, CEO of wealthinsurance.com. He's a certified financial planner and a trust and estate practitioner. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Libby.
How are you and your family?
I'm good. We're well, thank you. Just hunkering down, and for some reason, I feel like I'm busier now being at home than I was in my office. At least that's what my wife is telling me.
Okay, well, the government has designated your business insurance as an essential service. So how are you helping people at home?
Yeah, well, look, at the one good thing that comes out of this pandemic is that, you know, it's certainly woken a lot of people up to sort of look more at their defense as opposed to their offense. So we're busy with meetings, not in person, clearly, with Zoom, Skype, phone calls, and really reaching out to our clients and friends and people who are reaching out to us just to make sure they're okay and see if they need anything. It's really just a time to, you know, really focus on staying safe and secure and taking care of things you can take care of.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine. I mean, we keep seeing stories about people getting very ill and, God forbid, losing their lives. And it makes you think, oh, gee.
Exactly. Yeah, it's unfortunately, I have a number of people close to me who have the virus and some people on respirators. It's pretty scary stuff. But hopefully, if everybody listens to the advice of the authorities and stays put, you know, time will pass and we'll get back to some sort of new normal. But in the meantime, we do have to take care of things we can take care of.
So what is your top advice right now?
Well, besides number one, taking care of yourself and your family and making sure that, you know, you sort of tighten your belt for the next little while, because it could be some time. I'd say that the next piece of advice is not to panic. You know, clearly people are panicking, and we see that in the markets with their very volatile dips, and there's a tendency for people to want to, you know, sell off and cash in. But just know, you know, you can't fix a ship during a hurricane, and we've been through this before, and it seems that we've always bounced back, and in some terrible situations, from 9/11 to SARS to 2008. So hold the fort. The next thing is doing what you can do. And for this, there's lots you can do from home. And this is really, in my mind, it's around getting things organized in your life. And that's really around things like estate planning. That is something that you can do right now, Libby. And I would suggest that the top of the list would be making sure people have up-to-date wills and powers of attorney in place. You can do this with a phone call with a lawyer, and, you know, there are services available that we are very happy to help listeners get connected to. We also suggest getting an estate planning or an estate directory together, just getting a list of where all your assets are, your wills, your powers of attorney, the keys to the safety deposit box, digital passwords. We have a PDF, writable PDF at our website that's free, that's, you can download and fill it all out and make sure somebody knows where that is. And then the third thing that I think is really important is that people should be reviewing their insurance, their life insurance. Some people, that's, you know, they don't have insurance or they don't have enough. They were counting on the markets to sort of take care of their families or interest rates. So right now, it's something that people are reviewing, and the good news is it's never easier to acquire it.
Okay. Let me give the numbers out again. I'm sure that people have questions about what to do in their own situation. The numbers to call, 416-360-0740, toll-free 1-866-740-4740. I'm talking to Mark Halpern, and he is talking about what to do in this terrible new reality. And I'm sure a lot of people have thought, have I made sure that everything is in order? And what should I be doing? And most of us are cooped up at home with time on our hands. So I guess it is a good time to do it. The number is 416-360-0740. Toll free 1-866-740-4740. And Mark, you were saying that getting insurance is very easy and has never been easier. How so?
Well, everybody thinks about getting insurance where they have to have a meeting in person with an advisor in their office or your home, and you have to have a nurse come to see you to take, you know, medicals like blood and urine, etc. But now, and this has been around for a while, people can get up to $1 million of life insurance with no medical and no visits from an advisor or for a nurse. And if you qualify, these types of policies, which are very inexpensive, can actually be issued and underwritten within 72 hours. The same applies for critical illness insurance. People are concerned about getting sick, and they can get up to $250,000 of critical illness insurance. So, you know, people should look into that. We have more of that information available if you send me an email to mark@wealthinsurance.com, or you can call our offices, 416-364-2929. We'd be very happy to get you information, and it would require a 10-minute phone call, believe it or not, to get coverage to protect your family or for your business or for other considerations.
Let me ask you this. If you get one of these policies that are relaxed, will they come back when this is all over and say, okay, now we have to go back and do those tests?
No, once the policy, it's a completely unilateral contract, which means once you've been approved for the insurance, you're covered. You would also be covered for the virus, the COVID right now, providing you didn't have any symptoms and you've been in isolation for at least 2 weeks. And that's the case for all insurance policies in the first 2 years. You know, they do underwriting, so they check to make sure that you're acceptable. But certainly everything, the insurance companies are there to pay out that in case, God forbid, something should happen. So it's a good thing to give a person peace of mind knowing that they have this in place for their families.
Hello? Are you thinking that rates will jump when this is all over?
Yeah, I think you're going to see an increase in rates. I think you're going to see the whole economy has gone to a home-based economy right now. And I think there will be some changes. You know, the insurance companies are very, very conservative and are highly regulated and compliant. So, you know, they have all of these contingencies in place as well. But, you know, it's all really based on interest rates. If interest rates are low, these insurance companies, you know, they have to take premiums and are expected to be able to pay out very long time in the future. So, you know, I think it's more of an interest rate sensitivity, but I think that there'll always be insurance available, and, you know, it'll be just an easier way to navigate, I think, going forward into this new world.
And I'm going to get right to the phones. We've got Jasmine in Mississauga. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm fine. I heard about the $1 million life insurance, and nobody comes to visit, but, you know, you're honest with all your information. What is a premium rate that we will have to pay a month? And does it extend for only 20 years, or does it extend for our lifetime?
So those are great. First of all, I hope that you are safe and well, and thank you for calling. It really is dependent on what your gender, male, female, right, and your age. So these policies generally can get coverage in place up to age 60, and really there are some that are 10-year term rates, some of them are 20-year term rates, and even in some cases, Jackson, we can actually get, if you've had some medicals in the past year, mm-hmm. the insurance companies could use those as well for underwriting. So it's really more of a specific thing to you. So I would suggest if you contact our office at 416-364-2929, we can have somebody contact you and give you all that information and send you something by email. And we are happy to send things out to listeners by email just so that they can understand how it would work. And as I said, in 10 minutes, providing you're a healthy individual, you know, you should be able to get coverage.
Even if I'm 65.
You're 65.
Yes.
So there are other products available. Mm-hmm. Again, there are smaller denominations than $1 million. But
yes.
Again, it also gets more expensive once you get to 65. We do have a lot of options. So it's really very much not a cookie cutter. So we'd have to speak to you to understand your situation and provide you with the options that you need.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Please. And just the most important thing is, take care of things, right? Now's
yes.
the time. Well, as they say, the sun is shining is the time to look after these things.
Exactly. All the best to you.
All the best to you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Jasmine, thanks very much for your call. Let's go to Tom in Ajax. Hi, Tom.
Hi, good afternoon.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to know, as a senior, our investments that we've built up, our liras and our lifts and rifts and all this stuff, they're starting to be decimated by the current economic situation. And as we're not receiving any direct financial compensation as seniors from the federal government, what can we do to make some of this money available to us as we have to start paying property taxes and rent without getting skewered on taxes and penalties?
Okay, so those are great questions, Tom. First of all, you want to make sure that you have somebody who's being who's responding to your queries, meaning it's not a do-it-yourself. I hope you have an advisor who can sort of at least help you navigate these troubled waters. That's number one. Number two is you really need to have a good accountant or somebody who is knowledgeable about tax, so you know where's the most efficient way to get money. It could very well be that you get money out of a mortgage by increasing a line of credit, or you take out a loan of some kind, or there are options that the government is providing to Canadians, and you want to have somebody who can navigate you through that as well. So it's a challenging time. The one thing you can't do is you can't go out and start selling things, Tom. It's not the time to do that because people, as you know, with this volatility, they sell and then it's like selling low and buying high again. And some of the biggest jumps in the market have happened very, very quickly. So the question is this going to be a V-shaped recovery where it's going to go very quickly, or is it going to be more like a U-shaped where there's a longer recovery period? But you definitely need some help, and we'd be very happy to introduce you to people that we work with who could provide you with that information.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, let me give the numbers out again. 416-360-0740. Toll free 1-866-740-4740. I'm talking to Mark Halpern of wealthinsurance.com. And this is a time when people are thinking about their financials and whether everything is in order because, you know, the situation,
Libby,
it is
that,
what it is.
When times are good, Libby, we're all happy, don't have to pay any attention. It's up, 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 you know, everything's good, nothing can happen. And I suggest that everybody's be more offense-minded then. It's at times like this that we have to start looking at the defense. And like I said, that's the positive that comes out of it. People will look at their defense. And, you know, there's also more reality now that people are worried about dying or getting sick. And that's why estate planning is very important, because a lot of people are not aware of the fact, Libby, that there's going to be a large, you know, tax bill on the second to die of a husband and wife. There's no taxes on the first to die because everything rolls over to the surviving spouse. But on the second to die, registered money is taxed over $220,000 at 54%. Any investments, you know, if there's been appreciated growth. Now, I realize the stock market has come down, but if any appreciation on investment property or stocks could be taxed at 27%. And if you have money sitting in a holding company, that could be taxed at 50% too. So it's really something to look at right now, and it is something that you can deal with. And I'd also suggest that if you're single, widowed, or divorced, in particular, those people have to be the most nervous because there's going to be a taxable disposition upon their death. So now's the time to look after that.
You know, you're talking about capital gains, but I guess also this is a year when you'll be able to use accumulate losses.
Well, you know, when I was on a conference call this morning, you're right, there is a strategy called loss selling, where you can sell your stocks, and let's say there's a 25% advantage on that, and you can sell your stocks and use those losses against gains, either going back or going forward. So it is definitely something to look at. But, you know, I was speaking to somebody this morning who had 25 years of owning bank stocks. So even if they sold it, the gains are just so high, even with the decrease right now, that it didn't make sense. But certainly anybody who's had any investments over the last couple of years where it has gone up and down, now's the time to do that selling. So, but for that, you need to get to a professional advisor.
Absolutely.
Who can advise you on that from a tax point of view, and we're happy to help people find that person.
Okay, let's take a call from Owen in Bolton. Hi, Owen.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine, how are you?
All right. I have a question for Mark, if you would be so kind as to give some thought to this. My wife and I are in our 60s. I'm 66, she's 67. We have a health insurance plan with a major insurance company. The health plan, when we turn 65, our medications are now paid by Ontario government, and the premiums for that have reduced somewhat, but not very much. So our question is, we were thinking to just cancel the policy completely and start to put that $350 into a health account and pay our own way for massage therapy or chiropractic, that kind of thing. Does that make sense?
It's a great question, and, you know, it really requires professional advice. You see, for the average person, let's say like you, is paying $300 a month, that's $3,600 a year. Let's say you don't use it that much. Let's say you use it for some prescriptions and you use a total of $1,200. So you've paid $3,600 for $1,200. The insurance company made a lot of money on you, right? But let's say, God forbid, you had some sort of an illness where, you know, prescriptions or whatever were suddenly costing you tens of thousands of dollars a month. That's where the insurance can actually play a very important role in your life. So before you throw it away, I suggest you look at all the options available. There are ways to pay less to pick up benefits that are not covered past 65 that may be to your advantage, but it could very well be that, yes, if you take that money and put it towards a sinking fund or a savings fund, or use that money, you could actually get insurance for you and your wife that will pay out a lot of money on the back end, which means you can spend your money during your lifetime, right, on yourself, knowing that at least your family or charity or whatever will be covered off on the back end. So that's all around planning. And I'd suggest, you know, you have that kind of a conversation to make sure you don't throw away the baby with the bathwater.
Fair enough. So, yeah, in the case of our use, you're absolutely right. You know, it limits us to $600 for the things that we're currently using.
And that's, you know what, I'm just going to interrupt you. I really, please be in touch with us. Call us, 416-364-2929, or send an email to mark@wealthinsurance.com. We'll get an advisor to speak to you. There's no obligation at all for Zoomer listeners, that we can have a conversation, see what the situation is. We're here to help. We want to be a resource to people. We want to be on their team with their accountant and their lawyer and their investment person to help understand how all the pieces fit together.
Thank you, Mark. I'll take that.
Please, and take care of yourself.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Owen. Yeah, so the first thing, Mark, at this point, so people should make sure they've got their will, their powers of attorney. And I might mention that in addition to the financial powers of attorney, like you need to have your power of attorney for personal care, right?
Absolutely. Everybody needs two powers of attorney. One is for
Hello?
One's for personal care. So if you become incapacitated, allow someone to make decisions for you. And you also need one for personal finance. Somebody can actually make decisions around your financials. It's very challenging. I get a lot of calls, Libby, around people who are, you know, don't have children, or their children are geographically undesirable, meaning they're far away, and they really need help. Like, who's going to help us? So there are services available where you can actually, you don't have to be a very wealthy person to deal with one of these big trust companies, but there are services where people will be your trust. They'll be your trust agency to look after your finances or your health care and provide that fiduciary responsibility. But those are things that people don't always think about, and they often don't have.
In your experience, what is the main thing that might be missing as a result of an event like this?
So, we're going through, we just had a whole tech meeting in our company, and I can't get over how many passwords we have, Libby. I'm sure you have lots of passwords too, right?
Right.
Most of that intel is located in the real estate between our two ears.
Right.
Right? So I would suggest if somebody was going to do one thing, it's putting down on paper, where is everything? Where's the will? Where's the powers of attorney? Where's the key to the safety deposit box? Who's my accountant? Who's my lawyer? Where's my insurance policies? And I said at the beginning of the show, we have an estate directory available at our website at wealthinsurance.com. It's free. We suggest people download it. It's a writable PDF. Fill it out. Put it someplace that somebody other than you and your spouse knows its whereabouts at all times. I can tell you in my 30 years of business, professional practice, I've met many situations where people just had no idea where things were. There was an emotional event that happened, and then there was a question of where is everything? And you don't want your family to have to become forensic accountants at a time when you really need those things most.
And there's a free consultation for our listeners, right?
Absolutely. Look, we love Zoomer, and we're so appreciative, Libby, of you having us on your show. And if people want to have a free consultation by phone or by Zoom, we're very happy to do it. Just send an email to marketwealthinsurance.com or call us at 416-364-2929. We'll be happy to answer your questions. And if we can't get those questions answered for you, we will introduce you to wonderful people we've worked with over the last 30 years to help our clients make sure that they have the peace of mind knowing that everything's where it should be.
Now, I want to get to something a little bit positive, and you have the four P's. What are they?
So this came from one of my wise teachers. I'd say the first P, the most important one, is to be positive. There's a lot of negativity going on, and positive is, you know, while we're at home, hopefully we're appreciating how much blessings we all have in our lives, and that should make us feel good, seeing our children and our spouses and our wives and grandparents. The second P is we have to persevere, which means you have to take care of things that you can take care of, and there's lots we can take care of, and you have to get up every day and just take care of all those things. They make us feel great when we do that. The third P is we have to be patient. This too shall pass. You know, the sky's not falling, so we have to be patient that we will get through this together. And then the last P is something that I came up with, which is really the P of potential. You know, if you take care of these things don't panic, be positive, persevere, and be patient, I think our own personal potentials will come out, and we're going to see amazing, amazing things. The last thing, Libby, I wanted to just say is, while everybody is struggling, we should also realize that the charities out there are struggling just as much. And it's really important that people reach out to the charities that they're passionate about and help them out. They're having trouble around getting donations right now and keeping the lights on. And this is the time more than ever where as a community we really have to band together to help those amazing causes that are really the fabric of our society. And that's really the charities that we're all involved with.
And you can help people make that tax efficient.
Absolutely, especially those people who have those big estate taxes. You know, we've said this before, Libby, instead of having your taxes go to the CRA, they're needing a lot of money right now, you can actually have your tax money go to your family and to the causes that you care about. And that's done through some planning, and we love that. As an organization, we're trying to create $100 million of charity every year. with clients and with nonprofits and with professionals and helping advisors. So if somebody has an interest in that, please reach out to us. Send me an email to mark@wealthinsurance.com. We'd love to explain how that can happen so that you can build a beautiful legacy for your family.
Yeah, and you know what, Mark? We're running out of time, but I've got to tell you something that happened here a little over a week ago. And we had the CEO of the food bank here because a lot of people cannot put food on the table. At the end of the segment we did, he mentioned that he had a matching grant for $100,000. We were the only media he did that day, and he was just totally blown over because within an hour, he had that $100,000 from our extremely generous listeners. I've already said thank you to our listeners for that, but I just wanted to point that out again.
Wow. Well, look, your brother, Moses Neimer, is really an icon in the city of Toronto, and if not across the country, and has helped build the fabric of Toronto society. And you have a very unique responsibility and opportunity to reach out to your listeners to really, through small dollars, it's almost like that, you know, that group funding or whatever it's called, where, you know, people can put money together and really make a difference to the organizations that you care about. So kudos to you and kudos to Zoomer. And we should only be able to get together for very, very happy occasions, Libby.
Okay. Mark Halpern, wealthinsurance.com. Thanks so much for being with us. That's all the time we have for today.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.